somebody left and walked back in the door. And that would be, you know, after the draft, you get these post-draft signings in the NFL, like Mekhi Becton with the Eagles. How about Ezekiel Elliott back with the Dallas Cowboys? Look, he's washed up. So, you know, they're just grasping at straws. In my opinion, that's
what are they doing?
They are having a bad offseason.
They really are.
They are having a bad.
Hate to see it, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty amazing. John, is he a Hall of Famer? Does he fall short because he didn't sustain it enough?
I don't know. His numbers.
He was so good for like 4 or 5 years, and he just
prolific.
Fell off a cliff.
Well, I don't think he's Hall of Famer.
I don't either.
No.
I mean, he was close.
Looked like he was going to be that next guy who could really do everything. And when everything, like as a pass protector, as a blocker, this guy was so special. Yeah. Like more special than anyone I'd seen in years.
He was great.
And yeah, they really did use him a lot. And it broke certain areas of his game where he can't play like he used to.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Obviously, basic reaction to the Sixers' disaster yesterday and the Eagles' draft. Huge high grades, including Mel Kiper giving the Eagles an A. Your thoughts on any parts of it on a very busy Monday morning. We'll also get here to what Nick Nurse said about playing Joel so much in the second half yesterday. Let's go to Aaron in Norristown. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Aaron?
Not much. Hey, I called the station a few times when, going all the way back to when the owner of the Sixers bought the Devils. And the Flyers and the Devils, and the Flyers could get in. That's a rival. And I knew it's not like we're Denver or one of these other cities. And I was dismissed as it's not a problem, but it's business. Well, when he's at the NFL draft, when the Sixers are playing a playoff game, when one-third of the stadium tickets are priced by the ownership on Ticketmaster, so A, people can buy them from another town, and B, people who have season tickets see the profit that they can get. This owner cares nothing about this city or this team. When he bought the Commanders, he talked about how he finally has a team and a community that he could deal with and he's going to invest all his time in. And how Sixer fans, which I have bailed on since the process, can defend every little stupid move this team has made over the past 41 years with only getting past the second round is ridiculous. The fans are a joke of this team to say they support this team. This team is a joke, and I don't even care what the Sixers do. I'll start following the Sixers when they show up in an NBA championship, let alone a conference.
Listen, Aaron,
I'm sick and tired of time being spent on this dumb team.
It's well said on a lot of fronts, man. I mean, look, it's your choice of what you want to pay attention to. I'm still going to pay attention to the Sixers.
Oh, I'm not telling anybody else to do it.
No,
I'm saying what I'm going to do, Joe. And if I want to hear like how Sixers fans are proud and stuff, that's the biggest embarrassment since when the Eagles used to not be able to sell out and they would not be on local TV.
Yep.
That's the 70s. That's the biggest embarrassment in 50 years.
Well, that went on into the 90s.
Yeah,
right, Aaron, what do you got here for an Eagles draft point? Go ahead.
I'm pretty good with the Eagles draft. I like the running back Milton that they picked up in the unrestricted free agency. I think it's great value. They got in the first, the third, the fifth round. I think I give them like a B+. I'm excited to pick two corners. I'm excited they signed A.J. Brown. I think it was a well-done job by Howie. And I really, I don't know about you. I mean, I don't know if you gave a grade yet, but I was really impressed with the depth of it and the, you know, the signings. And
Aaron, how about, and great call, how about getting all the future draft picks too? I mean, the Eagles made 8 trades and in the process netted a next year 3, 4, and 5 in what is considered a deeper draft.
Yeah.
And the strategy that is being widely hailed is that Howie was you know, looking for players this year, but also had his eye to next year when it'll be a deeper draft.
Yeah, it ties the most trades in draft history.
Yeah.
And he wheeled and dealed. He just continues to improve, but based on his experience, his prior experience, it really does count for something.
Yeah.
And I believe in this guy.
Let's get – so the last caller was referencing the ticket thing as it relates to how the Sixers sell tickets. I want to get to a tweet from Howard. And I will say this, with Howard on the Sixers, you know, I take a lot with a grain of salt because I've always seen him as pretty
anti
and jaded.
I'm with him, actually, on how he feels.
And it's hard to know, like, what to totally believe in. But this tweet from him sounds pretty damn convincing. And this is something he put out yesterday with everything going on. So here's what he wrote. I'm going to change one B word to complaining. I just don't say that B word on the air. Here's what he said. And I'm going to change a P word to something else. But it'll all be the general gist. He says, there's been a lot of complaining by Philadelphia fans and some Sixers players about the Sixers home games being overrun by Knicks fans. The Sixers organization is in big part to blame. Your 1-2-3-4-5 Sixers, 10-9-8 76ers put thousands of tickets on the ticket sites and above retail prices, knowing Knicks fans will buy them. The organization will likely push back on this, but for that organization, it's all about making every dollar. I have checked this out. It's a fact. And they do know those stinking New York fans will be buying them. So if the Sixers players are ticked, I'm using the word ticked instead of a P word. So if the Sixers players are ticked, blame your own organization. You know, I don't, you know, that whole secondary market thing and all, I don't live in that world, so I don't understand every element of it. But I think the basic gist is that the tickets, you know, there's only so many season ticket holders, and I guess they get their crack at buying the postseason tickets. But then beyond that, the individual game tickets, of which I'm sure there are many, you know, they don't, it's not like go down to the Wells Fargo Center and go, like, remember, James, we used to line up for, like, Eagles playoff tickets?
Of course
tickets.
I do.
You just go,
of course.
You'd go to the vet for trying to get an Eagles playoff
game. And Andy would hand out donuts.
Yeah, exactly. It was a really cool thing. By the way, when I graduated college, for what it's worth, because the last call of reference when the Eagles used to be, you know, for those that are too young to know, you still can't air a game if it's not sold out, but it never happens anymore because they're all sold out. When I graduated from college, John, you could still just get right in with Eagles season tickets. At the age of 22, when I graduated college in the year 2000, right when the Eagles got good, I got full season tickets to the Eagles for $350.
Unbelievable. Wow.
And then, like, a short time later, it went up to, like, 20,000, 30,000, not the money, the waiting list.
You had to wait years and years. Yeah. Exactly.
You were in the stands when the Raiders came in here and we ran it.
I remember the game vividly.
49 times.
Section 747, and shout out to the green guy who was our leader in 747 who would get our whole section going. That guy was a legend. I'm serious. I've always wondered what happened to that dude. But section 747, we had a leader. He sat right in the front. And me and my friends from high school all sat way high up, 747, $35 a game. All right, let's get to Nick Nurse, because he spoke after the game on an issue that was a big issue. And it was the playing of Embiid for that many minutes. Obviously, Embiid totally wore down. Here's Nick Nurse, whether he's justifying it or explaining it, whatever you want to call it. Nick Nurse on choosing to play Embiid so much.
He was feeling good and wanted to go. So I think it's, you know, these games are all must win. And we didn't have a very good stretch when he was out in the first half. So we were willing to continue on.
Certainly didn't work. Certainly did not work. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Embiid on it, because he also commented on, I mean, I don't know if he's ever done it before. I don't know. We obviously know he hasn't done it much, if he has done it before. I mean, the entire second half? Are you kidding me? Here, and I know Paul Reed was a disaster in the first half, and I know you're grasping at straws, but this was a faulty decision. Here's Embiid after the game talking about playing that much.
In this series, so I was like, you know, I mean, I got nothing to lose. You know, I just got to push myself, and obviously it didn't work out the way I wanted to. But like I said, it's whatever it takes to win.
Well, didn't work.
He kept saying that, whatever it takes to win. And man, it didn't – like, I got tired of that by the end. It felt like he was saying it almost from rote memory, like he was supposed to be saying it. Whatever it takes to win means that you push beyond and you go and you give that extra oomph.
You ready for this, John?
Yeah.
I think he is. I don't think he's capable of not breaking down by the end of a game. And by the way, tomorrow night's going to be even worse, because it's the first or second time in the series they play
less rest. Yeah.
I mean, the Sixers play tomorrow night.
That's one that we haven't brought it up, but that's one of the things I was thinking about during the game yesterday, where at the end I'm like, man, he had an extra day here.
Yeah.
And three of the four games, he totally wore down in the fourth quarter. And this was the biggest of all the wear downs. I mean, he had nothing in the fourth quarter. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 7:45, Ray Dittinger on the Eagles draft, on the entire Embiid thing. We'll also get to some audio. Tremendous phone call when the Eagles informed Jalix Hunt that he had been drafted. Funny, poignant, great. Speaking of poignant, their phone call with Jeremiah Trotter Jr., plus Jeremiah Trotter Sr. relaying on WIP this weekend about the moment when he found out his son was going to be a Bird. That and more, the Sixers, the Eagles, the Phils, it's all on the table on 94 WIP.
If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business and you're looking for a point-of-sale system that can truly make a difference, call PDQ Signature Systems. PDQ POS has been the top-rated restaurant management system for over 35 years. They offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, analytical reporting, contactless functionality, online ordering, loyalty and delivery management, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is not only the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available, but they'll also save you time, effort, and money so you can focus on what really matters, your customers. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, Joe Flynn and his team will create a custom game plan to fit your individual business needs. Trust me, if you want a point of sale system that will truly make a difference, you need PDQ POS. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and go all in with PDQ Signature Systems. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.